This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Oh, I think that's longer than normal. Now, if you're a new listener or viewer of this show on Twitch and you're saying, what is the Lions boost? You go to betmgm.com. They give you better value if you like the bet. That's the key. So here's the bet for tonight. Saints plus 6.5 and the under 45.5 was at plus 240. That has been boosted to 3-1, plus 300. Do you like the extra points with the Saints and the under here?
No, because I hate this game. So no, I am not taking a parlay in which I have to have a good handle on both the total and the spread. So no. And Jinx, nobody's going to BetMGM.com. Everybody bets on their phones. Not everybody is 100 years old like you.
What? There are people on their computers. You are way out of your mind right now. Do you know how many people are working on their computers from home now during these times? All the time. You talk to people in the business world, they're on a Zoom call. They're on a Zoom call all the time. They're tons of people on their computers. Not all of us.
I'm not saying that they're not on their computers. I just think most people who are betting on games are doing it from their phone. Like, I don't imagine the crowd of people who are typing away at a coffee shop, you know, with their beanies and looking all hipsterish. Like, I don't imagine that being the crowd that's betting on this Cowboys-Saints game.
Chelsea, you are at a computer, correct?
Yes.
Have you been looking at lines at BetMGM?
I look at the lines on my computer for this show, but I don't think I've ever placed a single bet from my computer. And I've made a lot of bets.
I think people use their computer as well as their phone. BetMGM.com exists for a reason. In fact, just despite you, I will not use the app. I will go to the website exclusively. And I will bookmark it. Yes, I am old. I will bookmark it 3 to 4 times to make sure I never miss it whenever I log on. And I'll use Internet Explorer while I do it. Maybe Netscape Navigator. I'll go all in on the old man stuff. Okay, Chelsea, let's talk about some stuff for you kids out there. You can place your bets on the app, on the BetMGM app. Let's find out who we have the most faith in today.
Today's best bets.
Okay, Chelsea, fire up your phone and tell me your best bet for tonight.
All right, the bet that I will be placing on my phone and not my laptop, and for God's sake, not my desktop computer, like Jinx, is CD Lamb over his receiving prop of 63.5 yards. He's hit this over in 7 of 10 games. And one of those games, he didn't even play the whole time because he was hurt. He's actually averaging 74 yards a game, and he leads the team in receiving yards, targets, yards after the catch, and targets. So he has that deep threat speed that can really pick up those chunk yardage plays. So I think he can get this in a few catches alone. In 7 of 10 games this season, he's had at least one reception of at least 30 yards, and especially going against the Saints defense that is locked down against the run. I think the Cowboys are going to have to go to the air, and I think CeeDee Lamb is that number one target that he's been all season long. I'll take the over on his receiving prop of 63.5 yards. I think it's minus 110, minus 115 over at BetMGM.
This is a message for anyone over the age of 45. This does not apply to you, Chelsea, nor your ilk. There's nothing wrong with logging on. And when I type in a website, when I go to BetMGM.com, I type in http://www.betmgm.com. There's nothing wrong with that. I just
fell asleep listening to you say that.
Well, you can find me on the Calm app. And all I do is just read website names from start to finish.
www.lionsboost.com/lionsboost.
That's it. You're falling into a deep sleep. Lions boost. Here's my favorite bet for tonight. I'm going with the prop as well. Dak Prescott under 8.5 rushing yards at minus 125. Dak has gone under this number in 6 out of his last 10 games. And in 3 consecutive games. More to the point, he's not even trying to run the football. And why would he? He has a ton of great receivers, from CeeDee Lamb to Michael Gallup to Amari Cooper, who looks like he's going to play tonight, Dalton Schultz. He's got that impressive backfield, Tony Pollard, Zeke Elliott. Zeke doesn't need to run. He won't. He only has 3 attempts in his last 3 games. He's got one of the best receiving cores in all of football. And once again, it looks like Amari Cooper is going to be back. The Saints' rushing defense is great. Their secondary is bottom 10 in all of the NFL. Dak will pass the ball. No need to run. Give me Dak Prescott under 8.5 rushing yards, juice to minus 125 at BetMGM. Let's go 2-0, whether you use the app or the website.
All right, poll question while I am shaking the 8-ball to see if the 8-ball is going to tail or fade our plays. Jinx, if you were a football player, would you rather run with the ball or pass it?
As a football player, I'd rather pass the ball.
Yeah, I saw that answer coming from a mile away. I was like, Jinx is a sissy. He doesn't want to get tackled.
You're calling quarterbacks sissies? You would
no,
be.
I'm
you
just
know what?
Saying,
would you be a fullback?
Avoid
of course you
contact.
Would. You know what? We wouldn't even hand you the football. We would fake. We would give you football. We would give you the football on a dive play, and then we would just let you block to prove your manhood.
Well, I'm not a man, so.
Sounds like that you're questioning my manhood. So Chelsea is the bigger man here. She's a regular Kyle Juszczyk in the backfield.
Although I do appreciate a good fullback, like I always wonder if there is a different mentality between defensive and offensive players. Like it seems like such a different sport, you know, to look through the lens. But this is getting into a long, you know, monologue that's very, you know, deep. And we don't get too deep on the show. So let's ask the Magic 8-ball. CeeDee Lamb over his receiving prop. Outlook good.
Wow. Lucky you, Tom Rathman. Give me a winner.
All right, so Jinx's prop, the under on Dak Prescott and his rushing prop. Do we like it? It is decidedly so.
Oh, well, what do you know? Turning over a new leaf. You going to take that 8-ball with you on your trip?
Oh, I mean, if I wanted to stir the pot, I'd be like, will this marriage last? Check the 8-ball.
And you wouldn't
probably
even, you
wouldn't be the most popular bridesmaid.
No, probably not. Let's take a look at your BetQL 5-star best bet for inside analysis, historical trends, and more 5-star best bets. Download the BetQL app. Cowboys at Saints. Oh, the donkster. Not going with the chalk. The donkster likes the Saints plus 4.5. A 5, or pardon me, a 4-star best bet. That sounds like a loser to me. No thanks.
I don't get the reasoning behind, like, I want to take the points. It's very tempting to take the points with the Saints at home in prime time with a solid coach and Sean Payton, and maybe Taysom Hill can get something going because running quarterbacks are more difficult to defend. But I don't know. I feel like if the Cowboys get their passing game going, it's over. And I don't think the Saints can keep up because it doesn't seem like a Saints offense that can play from behind.
Yeah, I don't find any sort of angle that I can justify with the Saints. So that is a no-go for me.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.